From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Afghanistan, this is shaping up to be the most violent summer since the fall of the Taliban. There's been a string of bombings in the capital, Kabul, and in the south, there have been intense clashes between Taliban militants and U.S., NATO, and Afghan forces. As NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports, the increase in violence comes as NATO prepares to take over responsibility for security in the southern part of the country.
Hundreds of people, mostly militants, have been killed in recent weeks. Most of the bloodshed has been in military operations in Afghanistan's south and east. But this week, the violence hit Kabul with a bombing campaign that left one person dead and more than 50 wounded. The bombing began on Tuesday when the morning commute was disrupted by an explosion. A roadside bomb hit a bus carrying police, wounding one person. Then, around lunchtime, a handcart carrying explosives detonated under the Justice Ministry in Pashtunistan Square, the heart of Kabul. In addition to the Justice Ministry, the square is bordered by the Presidential Palace, the Ministry of Finance, Kabul's only five-star hotel, and a movie theater. At least six people were seriously injured. One man lost both legs, according to witnesses. Abdul Ahmad, who works at the Ministry of Interior, was walking by on his lunch hour.
I was just passing the justice and going towards the finance ministry, and suddenly I heard a horrible explosion. I heard the explosion, and I came here and saw a woman lying down here, and I went there and saw two people on board in a taxi, and two other men on that corner, and another man lying down in that corner.
Kabul awoke to more explosions Wednesday. A series of at least five blasts around the city injured almost 50 people and killed one. The attacks have raised fears that resurgent Taliban militants are bringing their fight to the capital. Authorities have stepped up security in Kabul. President Hamid Karzai is in Tokyo at a conference, but he issued a statement. He vowed to bring those responsible for the violence to justice. Karzai spokesman Khalik Akman.
Well, we condemn it, first of all, in the strongest terms. It was very sad. To see something like that happen inside of Kabul. But we're still investigating this to see who's really behind this. Is it the terrorists, the Taliban, or some other thugs?
He spoke at Kabul City Center, the capital's only upscale mall. High-end Western clothing, electronics, and cosmetics are sold here. It opened a few months ago and is a glittering success. Security guards search bags, and people pass through a metal detector before they can enter. Shopkeepers say business is very slow for a Thursday, the beginning of the weekend here. There's plenty of violence in Afghanistan. There are drug runners, former Mujahideen, and tribal squabbles. But the Taliban remain a force in the nation's south. There, they've engaged in fierce battles with coalition forces. The fighting comes as NATO prepares to take over responsibility for the south at the end of the month. Already, thousands of British, Canadian, and Dutch troops have joined American and Afghan forces there. They've been conducting a massive operation in recent weeks called Mountain Thrust. They pushed into areas where no coalition forces have ever been. And the toll has been high. At least 18 American troops have died in recent weeks in Afghanistan, as well as six British soldiers. And today, the British defense minister said their commanders have requested more troops. More than 700 Afghans have died in the fighting. Joanna Nathan is a senior analyst for the International Crisis Group in Kabul. She says the Taliban have regrouped and rearmed in safe havens in neighboring Pakistan. And she adds, it is no surprise they are hitting the NATO troops hard.
Their leadership watches TV. They know that there's a lot of debate going on at home in Canada and European countries about, you know, whether their troops should be at such risk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think they do think, well, you know, perhaps if we create a lot of body bags now, we can pack them off fairly quickly.
As the sun set in Kabul this evening, residents were wary. Police in armor guarded major intersections. They stopped cars to search them. NATO patrols rumbled through the city in armored vehicles. Shops and stores had customers, but not nearly the usual crush. The city seems on edge, waiting to see what might happen next. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, Kabul.